Blackstone Audio presents Home Fires by Lois Grimen. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. To Tara, who despite the fact that I've made her ride horses with me since she was 5 days old, will still spend time on the trail with me. Thanks for being my best friend. I love you more than cookie dough. Chapter 1.
That was hotshot Brooks Headley riding Smokin' Jet's Dream.
Skip Jansen's sing-song voice could barely be heard above the reverberating discharge of Brooks's single-action revolvers. But even before the blue smoke dissipated into the dusky evening air, the applause of the crowd echoed the .45's explosive reports. Onlookers were spread across the rolling hills of the Lazy Windmill Ranch like frolicking puppies, perusing the vendors' varied wares, sharing local gossip, or admiring Headley's marksmanship. Skip paused to let the crowd applaud, then boomed on in his best auctioneer voice.
As you all know, Brooks is South Dakota's very own mounted shooting champion. Double-barrel shotguns or single-action .45s don't make no difference. He's top dog in both. So if you want to know more about America's fastest-growing equestrian sport, or just to grab an autograph, this is the chance of a lifetime, because Brooks and Smokin' Jet will be over there between the windmill and the...
If you ask me, that cowboy's the one that's smokin', Emily said.
Casey Carmichael turned toward the girl. Regardless of her mocha complexion and wild dreadlocks, it was easy to see that Emily's face was flushed. But it was anyone's guess whether that blush was caused by the unseasonable September heat or by her own fired-up endocrine system. Emily Kane was 18 years old and 8.5 months pregnant. Hormones ruled the day.
Don't get yourself all excited, Casey warned.
Too late.
Emily didn't.